Israeli forces blew up the homes of two Palestinians in Hebron al-Khalil on Monday evening. Tel Aviv says the homes belong to the prime suspects in the kidnapping and killing of three teens who were found dead earlier the same evening.
It is a complete damage for this home and for the other home. And when maybe your camera, you have pictured inside the house. The house is completely ruined and damaged.
The two damaged buildings are in the same neighborhood in Hebron al-Khalil and belong to the families of Amr Abu Aisha and Marwan al-Kawasmi, both of who are accused of being Hamas operatives that allegedly kidnapped and killed the three missing settlers.
They accused him, but we don't have a clue as to what happened. We don't know where he is. He could currently be in Israeli jails or not. We don't know.
Israeli forces rampaged all nine apartments in the two buildings before setting off explosive devices, which completely damaged the structures.
They put all of the children and women in one room for 4 hours straight as they rampaged the whole building. Then they took everyone out of the building and detonated explosive devices.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that Hamas is responsible and Hamas will pay for the abduction and killing of three settlers. But Hamas denied any involvement in the settlers' disappearance.
This vast Israeli operation was nothing more than a pretext. If there were missing settlers or not, Israel continues with these acts of oppression. Israel will keep on working to force the Palestinians out of their land.
Israel has arrested approximately 500 Palestinians since the disappearance of the three settlers on June 12th. Israel says it will punish Hamas for the death of the three missing Israeli settlers. But after arresting most of the movement's leadership in the West Bank, as well as the constant shelling of the Gaza Strip, many Palestinians wonder what are Tel Aviv's next plans for Hamas. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.